Hi, this is Daniel Garber with Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, it used to be easy to tell a highbrow movie from a lowbrow movie. Lowbrow movies follow certain genres, use B-grade stars, had a specific look, a cheaper style to them. They mainly went for laughs and gore, titillation, exploitation, easy thrills. But what happens when the border between the two categories starts to blur? So this week I'm looking at two American crime movies that are both about holdups going wrong. One's a highbrow drama, and the other's an unapologetically trashy thriller. Sushi Girl, directed by Kern Saxton. Okay, 6 years after a diamond heist, the Hoods, who pulled it off, are meeting in an abandoned Chinese restaurant to welcome back their heist mate, Fish. He took the fall for the group, and now he's out of prison. So, his co-conspirators at the dinner table include a crazed bearded maniac named Max, a dwarfish, acerbic, effeminate blonde called Crow, played by Mark Hamill, yes, that Mark Hamill, Francis, a clean-cut young family dude who wonders why he's there, and the tall, scheming black gang leader, Duke. So it turns out that the diamonds from the heist are all missing. And some in the room has to have it. And they brought them all together to get the answer. And since the only one out of circulation for the past 6 years was Fish, the ex-con, they decide he's the one to blame. So they tie him up to a chair, a la Reservoir Dogs, and Duke pulls out a weird wind-up egg timer. And in a bizarre game, Crow and Max, they each take turns horribly torturing Fish, trying to get him to talk and tell them where the loot is. Doesn't really matter whether the guy, poor guy, knows or not, since they're both horrible sadists. And each time he loses his consciousness, we get flashbacks to see more and more of what happened on the day of the heist. Oh yeah, the title? I forgot about her. Sushi Girl. So right in the middle of the torture room, all through the whole violent evening, lies a beautiful woman on her back, totally naked. And pieces of sushi are artistically, dare I say, gingerly, arranged all over her breasts and body. She's been warned not to move a muscle or react in any way, no matter what she sees. So, will Fish talk before he dies? Who actually has the loot? Who will survive all the violence, if anyone? What's the twist and what happens to the sushi girl? What's the trick ending? Well, I'm not telling you anything. If you want to find that out, you have to see it. Okay, it's a total B-grade movie filled with Tarantino touches up the wazoo. Retro soundtrack, snappy, sometimes witty dialogue, cameo appearances by old-time stars like Sonny Chiba as the sushi chef and the perpetually macheted Danny Trejo playing a improbably named Shlomo, a diamond dealer. So it's schlock, it's kitsch, it's low-budget dreck, intentionally so, but it does have all the humor and suspension and twists it needs. Then there's Killing Them Softly, directed by Andrew Dominik. Okay, it's 4 years ago in a post-Katrina New Orleans on the eve of the U.S. presidential election. Apparently, high hurricane winds have purged the city of all its women and African Americans, leaving just white mafiosi and their customers. Times are tough, so Frankie, played by Scoot McNairy, a low-life hood, and his best pal Russell, played by Ben Mendelsohn, who's an Aussie junkie who makes Frankie look positively genteel in comparison. So they're hired by a sleazy dry cleaner to pull off the perfect heist. All they have to do is knock over a gangster-run poker game and keep all the cash. Everyone's going to blame Trip Trattman, played by Ray Liotta, since he's known to have robbed his own game years back. Okay, so naturally, everything goes wrong. A corporate-type gang leader brings in a well-known hitman, played by Brad Pitt, to kill everyone involved. He subcontracts the hit to a depressed, over-the-hill killer named Frankie, played by James Gandolfini from The Sopranos. But for some reason, Frankie just wants to get drunk and lay in his hotel room, not killing people. Can you imagine that? So Brad Pitt might have to hunt them all down himself and kill them all. So that's basically the movie. No suspense, no twists and turns, no thrills, no humor. Just a bunch of criminals going about their gory, pointless business. Oh, yeah. And lots of dull business discussions about how who gets paid how much, who kills whom, how they should reach their demise. And occasionally the gratuitous but ever so tasteful slow-mo death scenes. Okay, great movie stars, incredible art direction, wonderful sound, soundtrack, perfect editing, and social relevance. Lots of supposed references to Bush-era economic malaise, political disappointment, all the stuff highbrow festival-type movies thrive on. And yet, despite the fancy trappings, it would be hard to find a duller, more pointless, alienated movie than this one. A thriller, it's not. So which would you rather have? A $100 piece of filet mignon or Kobe beef that's left out so it's lukewarm, they forget to salt it, they overcook it, and they just sort of plunk it on a plate in front of you? Or a hamburger, a juicy, freshly cooked hamburger of questionable meat on a Wonder Bread bun that's served up to you fresh, hot, salted, delicious? Well, I know what I would choose. So Killing Them Softly is playing now, and Sushi Girl opens today. Also opening is Exile, an archaeological and historical documentary about the myth of the exile of the Jews from the Holy Land and how it was reinterpreted respectively, by Imperial Rome, early Christianity, Rabbinical Judaism, and even modern-day Israel and Palestinians, each with their own point of view. Check local listings for details. And it's a busy weekend with also playing Monsters and Martians Film Festival. And there are free Japanese movies at the Bloor, sponsored by the Japan Foundation. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.